interesting what drives people toward God and what drives people away from God. And sometimes it's the opposite of what you think would happen. You would think that when God does everything great for you and nice for you, that you're just going to flock to Him. You're going to run to Him. But it's not the case. It's when you're distraught and when life holds no other hopes or expectations for you. That's when you really turn to God. Good morning, everyone. Martin Zender here with the usual morning hoarseness here from the laundry room. And I am of the persuasion that should Hillary Clinton win this election, I think she's awful. There's a funny a political placard here in one of the yards in my neighborhood that says, "Everybody Sucks 2016. And, well, of course, because Daniel says that God puts the most ignoble men into office because, again, I'm convinced that the most able politician, the person that is most suited and could do the best job of steering this particular country I am recording in, which is the United States of America, that person will never be found. That person will die in anonymity because God doesn't want that person in office. So Hillary Clinton, here's one of the most corrupt politicians to ever run up for office. In my humble opinion, she would be a disaster because she's a statist. She wants big government and she wants, this woman loves power. Trump loves money. She loves power. They're all corrupt. Don't get me wrong, but what's the lesser of the evils? Now, to me, here's what's going to happen. No, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but if Hillary got elected, I think this country would go to ruin because of big government policies and big taxes and jobs lost. And so people are going to turn to God. I think that if Trump is elected, I think that he will actually do some of the things he said he was going to do. I mean, Hillary has promised to raise taxes, promised to run the coal business out of business, promised to expand the role of government, promised to bring in more refugees, promised to open the borders of the country. These are her promises. So you get what you pay for. Now it could be Trump says he's going to do the opposite of all these things. So is he going to? I don't know. But look, if he did, then there will be some people who are going to say, this is my prediction, if Donald Trump gets elected. Some people are going to say, wow, you know, I got to admit, I was wrong about Trump. This guy, I mean, he actually, direct results. See, because in my mind, the liberals talk about how compassionate they are. And they talk about how they want to do good for everyone. And they talk about how much they care. But the policies do the opposite thing. The policies have never produced the promised results. I will say this about Donald Trump. He seems to be results-oriented. The guy's a businessman. I don't know if Hillary's ever had a job in her life. I guess she was a lawyer. But Trump is a brick-and-mortar guy. You need something done? I'll get it done. Just get out of my way. So I like that, I must admit. So if it gets to the point where Trump gets elected and people say, you know what, I was wrong about that guy. He really is getting things done. Then you're getting closer to the kind of person who's going to be the Antichrist. I'm not saying an American president is going to be the Antichrist. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. Nothing in Scripture intimates that the Antichrist will be a head of state, so it doesn't have to be. It could be a vice president, or it could be somebody who's not even, well, I was going to say not even in politics, but I think that's essential. But what drives people to God? That was my opening question. And a corollary, what drives people away from God? What drives people away from God is peace and prosperity that comes in their mind apart from God. Because when you're prosperous and you're feeling self-sufficient and your country is made great again and you have that national pride, then you get pretty comfortable. You find a cozy little pocket. Your business is doing well. Taxes are going down. People have more disposable income because they're not being taxed to death. Government regulations are being eased up, keeping corporations in the U.S. This all makes sense to me. It's just like, duh. So then you find that you're not thinking about God as much because you're in, like my fan says, I know you're going to get the reverse image, but I just happened to look down at my little handy-dandy desk fan here, and I know. What does it say? You have to read backwards. Comfort zone. Right. So if Donald Trump were to be elected and he were to produce everything he said he was going to produce, is this thing plugged in? Not too bad. It would be like, this is my comfort zone. Yeah. If Hillary is elected and we become a Venezuelan type country, which is the ultimate goal, powers concentrated with a few people, then you'll be out of your comfort zone. And what happens to people in communist countries, whether it's in Cuba or Venezuela type arrangement or the old Soviet Union? People want to get out. They want to get the hell out. It's the same principle. If you want to get out of a country, you want to get out of, let's say the whole world's that way. Let's say the whole world is like a Venezuelan style country. You want to go toward God. You want to go toward God. You want to get out. But the world is not going to be like that under the man of lawlessness. It's going to be quite habitable. Remember, the white horse rider is going to be a conqueror. And so that's as far as I'm going to go on the political spectrum. Many of you will probably be mad at me because you love Hillary Clinton. Many will be mad at me because they hate Donald Trump. Here's the thing, too. I hope people would have the honesty to say, well, no, forget it. I'm not going to say that. Well, what I was going to say is, it seems to me that if there were a tape of Hillary Clinton actually murdering someone, people wouldn't care. They just like who they like, and they're going to vote who they want. And if Trump did everything he said he was going to do and turn this country into a paradise, which it's all going to be a farce. If it's a paradise at all, it'll be a false paradise. People will still hate him because they hate his personality. And people hate the way Hillary talks or whatever. So, I'll tell you the truth about me. And you might not like this. I don't know why I'm admitting it. But I haven't voted since I was 18 or 19. Maybe, no, wait a minute. Did I register in 1980? I can't remember. But I'm not involved in the politics of this world except to comment on it. So I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm not going to vote for anybody. Some people will say, well, that doesn't give you the right to complain. Yes, it does. Why not? I have the right to complain no matter what. I don't vote for the weather. Did I vote for the weather? Can I still complain about it? Yes. Anybody who complains about the weather cannot tell me that I cannot complain about whatever president gets in, because apparently if you complain about the weather, you have no qualms about complaining about things over which you have no control. I am purposely giving myself no control over the election. Therefore, I still have the right to complain, so there. But I am aware of where things are going. I am aware of how things are going. And I am aware that there has to be a Superman come in that is going to get things done. That ain't Hillary. Hello. That ain't Hillary. There has to be some, maybe it's not Trump either, but he's closer to what the man of lawlessness is going to be. And another thing, it's a man of lawlessness. I keep telling you what to look for. I'm not sitting here pointing a finger at anyone. Even when I was talking about Ted Cruz earlier this year, I said, I'm not saying Ted Cruz is the Antichrist. I'm just saying that the Antichrist is going to be someone like Ted Cruz. And by the way, don't write out Cruz. Don't write out Cruz. Anything could happen. Anything. So, I'm just saying that the man of lawlessness is going to be strong. That's not Hillary. The man of lawlessness is going to be a braggart. That's Trump. The man of lawlessness is going to be someone who gets stuff done. That's Trump, sorry. And so, again, I think we'd have the best of both worlds in the early part of the tribulation. The early part of the tribulation, this is what I'm looking to happen, is that the world's problems are going to seem to be solved because the deception is going to be so great that even the elect would be deceived if possible. That means you and me, we're the elect. We would even have to think, oh man, this is amazing. This is amazing. This must be of God. That's how great it's going to be. And it might be happening in the midst of trials and traumas, but this Superman is going to fix many of them, and he's going to promise to fix the others, because we have the other riders coming into this picture, the Green Horse Rider, the Red Horse Rider. We have famine, we have war, we have pestilence. And so there are going to be problems still in the earth, but without problems, you don't have a field for this Superman to be a solver of problems. Without a war to win, you don't have the White Horse Rider with the wreath on his head. And so all these problems are necessary for the rise of the man of lawlessness. It does say man of lawlessness, and I don't think that's the human of lawlessness. Many times in the Concordant version, you will see the word man, but you see a little superior superscript HU, which means it's really human. And why they don't put human into the text, I don't know. I'm going to do a live study right now, and I'm going to look this up to see if the man of this, I'll be able to tell by when I do this, if the man of lawlessness is a male rather than a human of lawlessness. I'd be really shocked if the man of lawlessness was a woman. So let me look up this passage. You may talk quietly among yourselves as I do this. Lawlessness. Man of lawlessness to be unveiled, of course. But my lighting's hurting here. I don't have my little spotlight. Or my glasses. 2 Thessalonians 2, right? 2:9? All right, let's go there. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. I'm still here. My time is dwindling. Does Thessalonians still come after Timothy? Oh, it comes before Timothy? No, yeah, of course it does. I'm still here. Well, this is important. I'm going to find out if the man of lawlessness is a man. 2 Thessalonians 2:9. The man who's only when the present detainer may be coming out of the midst, then will be unveiled the lawless one. What happened to the man? Oh, yes. Oh, I don't believe this. I don't believe this. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. There is a superscript H. It is the human of lawlessness. It's the human of lawlessness. It could be a woman. That's fantastic. Wouldn't that be the best deception ever? It doesn't mean it's going to be Hillary, because it's not. But another woman on the scene. Wow. Could be. It just says human. Doesn't say man. Boy, I've been conditioned to think that the Antichrist is going to be a male. Might not be a male. Could be a female. Would have to be a strong female, like the Iron Lady, Margaret Thatcher. Can't be the Queen of England, no. She's too dainty. One of the Kardashian sisters? I would vote for one of those. I would probably register. But no, they're not very interested in politics. I don't know. The field is open. I am convinced that this person exists and that the human of lawlessness, I'm going to start calling this person that, the human of lawlessness. is now on the scene. And remember, the human of lawlessness is going to make things good, not evil. The human of lawlessness is going to free people. It's going to liberate them, not bind them under laws, rules, regulations, and taxes at first. Just as this individual is going to make a pact with the nation Israel and promise them everything and give them freedom to practice their religion and build a false temple. Then it's all going to switch. Because you know what? You just can't trust people these days.